Tory councillor's house firebombed in third attack in 3 years. By Kurt Sindelka on June 22, 2021. A Conservative councillor in Scotland had his home and cars firebombed by suspected gangsters in a third attack on the Tory politician in as many years. In what is believed to be a product of organised crime, Avondale and Stonehouse Tory councillor Graham Campbell's property was set ablaze in Strathaven, Lanarkshire in the early hours of Saturday. Two cars and part of his home were burnt in the suspected firebomb attack, with what is thought to be a melted petrol can found in the bushes of the property, Scotland's Daily Record reported. A local witness told the paper, "I was woken up by what I thought was fireworks being set off, but when I went out this morning I couldn't believe what had happened. It is outrageous for a councillor to be targeted like this and have his family's lives put in real danger." Mr. Campbell, who has been an outspoken critic of organised crime in Scotland, has been the subject of two prior attacks on his property since 2019. In 2019, the Tory councillor said that his car was intentionally set on fire, saying at the time that he and his wife Fiona were lucky to be alive. Another attack last year saw two of his cars damaged with a corrosive substance, according to the BBC. The police closed the previous investigations without making any arrests. Fortunately, the councillor, his wife, and his teenage son were not at home during the time of the latest attack. Tory politicians were quick to condemn the attack, with Scottish Conservative Shadow Community Safety Minister Russell Findlay saying, "Councillor Campbell and his wife could have been killed in this disgusting and cowardly attack. They are understandably devastated. These are decent, law-abiding people and it is the third time their home has been targeted. I will be seeking assurances from the Scottish Government, Crown Office and Police Scotland that this attack is investigated to the fullest possible extent. There must be zero tolerance towards any attack of this nature. Organised criminals prey on communities across Scotland. Fire is indiscriminate and even where the intent is to intimidate, it can kill." A Police Scotland spokeswoman said, "Around 12:20 a.m. on Saturday 19th of June, we received a report of a fire at a property on Fort Rose Gardens. Emergency services attended and the fire was extinguished by the Scottish Fire and Rescue Service. No one was injured. Inquiries to establish the circumstances of the fire, which is being treated as willful, are ongoing." Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.